Online Podcast 180. Hello, hello, yoo-hoo! Hello, hello, welcome, welcome, everyone, ladies and gentlemen, and duan duan dan buan buan. Welcome to Online Podcast. Oh, yeah, 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 let me take a drink. Let me take a drink. What do I have to take a drink? After I hit the record button. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. One more time. Sekali lagi. Welcome to Online Podcast. This is John. This is the person behind the microphone. But I'm nothing but real. There's nothing phony about me. Well, maybe a little bit. I don't know. You tell me. But anyway, I better not waste time with all this stupid thing. Okay, show number 180. Ow, my jaw just popped. Show number 180. What do I have ready for you on show 180? Lots. And 180 would be an auspicious number for Chinese. 1-8, you know? Like, 8 is an auspicious number and 180 would be as well. And so I was a bit lazy. Actually, I actually thought of... I'm in a burp. Sorry. Archer teased me on his show. Besides teased his hair at the... whatever that singer's concert, he also teased me for burping on the show. Anyway... Do I have to? I feel like I need to reset my microphone again. Hang on. Hello? 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 Oops, that was kind of bad. Hello, hello? That made me go softer earlier. Hopefully this is okay now, better, huh? Okay, okay. Going into the trash. My show, that is. But anyway... Hey.
Sorry, I'm still fixing my microphone.
Hello, testing, testing. Okay, maybe that's okay. I don't know. Anyway, I have lots of stories to tell you. I have things to tell you. And we are gonna be focusing today's show really on humanity, on being human, on being honest, which is a big part of my philosophy as in life, and also a big part of my show. And that was my email, ga-ding-ga-ding-ga-dong. But anyway, I'm going to ignore that. So I have recently, there are several things in life. Well, anyway, auspicious number. Ha! Jumping here and there. Auspicious number 180, right? I actually thought this morning, because I know that I'll be very busy today, the whole day at work. And then when I come home, I had to go to help Bruce pick out a phone because his phone broke. And which we did, and we spent more time doing that because I thought that I'm just going to go to the phone store and buy a new phone and that'll be it. But it's not that simple. And so we ended up purchasing the phone elsewhere, but then still got the phone going. Everything's good. Save a little bit of money. So that's good. And then I thought I wouldn't have time because I cooked actually tonight. I thought I wouldn't have time to do a show. Of course, I'm doing the show like right before midnight. So I'm probably going to be going to bed late. But however, I thought of several things in my head that I thought would be so appropriate for show number 180. Nah, just a good number. And I'm going to be talking about humanity, human, bringing all the humanness back to my show. Not back to my show, but really back to people in general. And so the first thing that caught my attention that really started the whole thought process for me about humanity was people documenting their emotion. And we see a lot of package stuff that comes out that is not quite real, not something that we have to experience in real life. And therefore, some shows like mine, I'm not the only one doing it, I'm not definitely not the first one doing it, to putting out your emotion, putting out your feelings to other people, not only can you sometimes educate people who are on the other side of the fence to know a little bit more about me or us, it will also let other people feel like they have somebody out there who is going through the same thing they are going through right now. And it really is a sort of human connection that podcasts made possible for us. So this is one of them, one of the example, and I'll tell you a little bit more.
Hello,
about it.
It's me. Nothing's working out for me.
I'll tell you more about it after this is done.
Now, you know? It's just a fucking building. So I'm trying to, like, reminisce. Well, fuck the reminisce. I just wanted to take some good photos. Hardcore shit. Air-cooled, you know? Whole mood's changing. There's a few things that have occurred to me. There's a hell of a lot more money around than the last time I looked. So I'm down here. As far as I can see, it's just a hole. Seagull prancing about like they do. It's just like a sandwich if you're on your own. How lavish do you get? I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just because I've been up like for 20 hours. But it's not just that. It's my feeling of being left behind. Fuck, this is boring. You can tell how fucking long I've been awake. There's something on the wall here. Maybe I'll photograph that. It says, Mummy, R.I.P. Especially if I can do the fuck I want. They still think you're a freak. They know what you're doing. It's the only fucking one I've got. Well, I'm gonna have to at this fucking rate. So it's all fucked up. Fucking lonely too. I gotta say it. Sexuality ebbs and flows like, and I don't know shit. I'll just go and sit down here. I mean, why does it have to be so fucking hard all the time? I'm just sick of it. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm saying over and over, isn't it? Damn. You know, it's like 3 years of this shit now, and I want it to be better. Do you wanna cry? You know, we're all doing our own thing. I mean, that's cool in a way. I don't know who you are. What pissed me off? It had absolutely nothing to do with me. Is a seagull standing on one leg anything to write home about? There's two fat cunts coming along now. I hear distant sirens. Destroying my life. I just want to live somewhere different too. I'm sick of the fucking council estate. Fuck. Fat cunts give me a look as though they could lip read. Oh look, there's a bottle washed up. I wonder if it's got a message in it. It's like, Steve, shut the fuck up. 10 green bottles being followed. All I can smell for weeks afterwards. Makes you sick. Oh yeah, that's the mood I'm in. Time's up. More weird looks. Get fucked. How do ugly people always pull? In which case, why haven't I? Who the fuck does he think he is? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm sure that guy just flicked me. Guy in a bike. What a whore. I don't want to get out. And therein lies the paradox. Crazy people attacking me. And the dog eats dog. Doggy style. As if it means something. As if anything fucking means anything. Pass me another whiskey. So I think what I should do is shut the fuck up. And, not post this on the internet.
What I told Steve. So some of you probably can recognize his voice, but those of you who haven't heard Steve, who several weeks ago took over this show because I was sick, and after that, after the show, I don't think it's related to doing my show that he got a little bit funky. I guess everybody feels a little funky every once in a while, you know, having the funky mood. And I just had that not too long ago, and several people did. And I think it's completely human to be frustrated, to be in that sort of anger, and you need to vent. I call it his vent mix. And when I heard that, I was so impressed by it, and I asked him if I could play it. And, you know, even though there's a pot-safe crap in there, there's a non-pot-safe music, so-called bloody blah, that's in there, but I don't care, because it shows human feelings. It shows that we are all human, and we're also human who own cat. My cat is screaming like crazy outside.
Well, I know. Daddy's busy.
And so that was brilliant. Steve, thank you for letting me play that. And Steve, you know, like I said, I'm saying this 1,000 times. We are growing so much closer. I tell him things that I've never told anyone besides Bruce. I don't really have the opportunity to get to know somebody that closely. And Steve happens to be one. So thank you, Steve. And talking about humanity, right? I received an email from Brad, Brad Held from 773podcast.com. And I've got a clarification from him that it is actually the zip code of Chicago in that area where he is. So it is 773podcast.com that you can find out about his new podcast coming up. And same thing with all of us. Brett was feeling a little also lately. And we are sometimes all in the same shoes. I wonder if it's the moon. I'm going to take another sip of water. Excuse me. And then so Steve sent me this article that I was already informed by another friend of mine, another online friend of mine, Andrew, whom I will be meeting very soon. Actually, coming up next week, I'll be meeting him in Seattle for the first time. I'm looking forward to that. I hope he's still listening to this. And if you do, I'll be seeing you next week very soon. And he's also my personal fitness instructor that turned into a train wreck because of my supposedly surgery, and I stopped it and never get back on track. So anyway, not so quite my personal trainer anymore, but he's still a friend, and so I'll be visiting him and maybe doing some podcasts, perhaps even. So we'll get to chat with Andrew then. And so I'm looking forward to meeting you, Andrew. But Andrew told me just probably a few days ago, right around the time that my article came out, which was on August 18th, I think. Yeah, August 18th, the article about my Penang Hokkien podcast on the Star. Now, Brad Held today sent me an article, and Andrew told me that there is a Chinese, and you'll know what I'm talking about in a moment. There is a Chinese article about this a columnist in Malaysia, a very quite known columnist in Malaysia, came out of the closet. And there is a Chinese article about that story. And he came out, there's a press release for a book that he has written, and I'll tell you more about that. And I was going to try to look for it, but from the English information that Andrew sent me, and Andrew doesn't read Chinese characters much, and so he asked me, or he told me about it, and I was interested in checking out the story. And it's this guy named Ouyang Wenfeng is his Chinese name. And he is, like I said, a columnist, a very popular columnist in Malaysia who wrote for some Chinese newspaper. I think it's Nanyang Shangbao or something like that. One of these, I don't remember what it is, actually. It's somewhere in there, but I forgot what it is. And I read the article earlier. It took me a while, and I haven't read Chinese for a long time. Not as frequently as I want to. And so it took me a while to read the whole article, but I read the entire article. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a summary of what's in that article, because I'm sure Brett would be interested to know too, since he's the one sent me the article, the story. So he just came out, this person named Ouyang, and you can find his name. I believe he has a personal website too. It's probably called Ouyang, in O-Y-O-U-N-G. I'll put all the links on the website. I think I actually may do it this time. And so he talked about several things. He talks about coming out, and there are several points that were a little bit more strikingly interesting. And this is for China Press. I'll put the article there. If you read Chinese, you may want to check that out as well. And there are several things that he talked about that's very interesting. It's also a few things that I've recently been thinking much about. Now, he grew up in a very religious family, very Christian family. And so he talked about his struggle being in a Christian, growing up a Christian family and being attracted to man and having to suppress that feeling. And he talked about how he was married also for 7 years, I believe, and was later divorced. And he was talking about how he was going through a phase, or he thought he was going through a phase. That's what the usually people teach you in Christianity, that all you will get, you know, grow over. I mean, if you pray hard enough, God will change you, blah, blah. And he was saying that, and people ask him, the people from the newspaper, which is China Press, ask him if he ever thought of him being a bisexual rather than a homosexual. Interesting enough, Steve himself is bisexual. And but for him, for Ouyang, is not the case. He is not bisexual, and he was very upfront about it. He said the reason why he was married was because he wanted to cover up, or not cover, he wanted to, perhaps if he's involved with a woman in a male-female relationship, he would then forget about or lose his excitement, or the fact that he's attracted to men. And of course it didn't work. And she was a psychologist or a psychiatrist. I'm not quite sure because it's in Chinese term. I don't remember what it is. And so she, you know, knew that something is different about him and all that stuff. And during the discussion, he also revealed that he is he has a partner here in America, apparently, and was thinking about getting married. I wonder if he is actually in Massachusetts, because, you know, as we all know, Massachusetts and where, well, he said that they are thinking about getting married. I think the only state that is legal right now, within the state, at least for now, is the state of Massachusetts. So I believe he may be there, or perhaps he may be referring to what is the other state? You know, same area where Howard Dean's from. You know, yeah, those states. I forgot what is it now. You're going to be screaming your head off telling me what it is. I can hear that. Yep. Yes, exactly. That's that state, Kenny. And Jeff. And so very interesting story. And he revealed quite a bit in his book called Is the Future Now? Is the English translation. In Chinese, it's called 现在是以后吗? Something like that, I believe. Yeah, 现在是以后了吗? It's an autobiography, and it's just been released. And of course, the public release of that is not done in Malaysia. However, it was done in Singapore. But very interesting fact that he talked about was that he thinks that Chinese people are Huaren. Yeah, Huaren, I guess it's Chinese. Chinese people tend to be more accepting and more embracing and accepting of gay people. And this is his reason. He said that due to the East was, due to the West, Western countries like America was lately being influenced by a lot of the religious right-wing nuts, really, and therefore utilizing the Bible to smack the gay people. Of course, this is my term. He didn't say that. He talked about that, and he's saying that the Chinese culture, if the Chinese culture plus the movement, the gay movement of the West are combined, he thinks that Malaysia can actually be more accepting than the West would be. So very interesting point there he talked about. And so that was the article that I read. I believe he also, what is the other thing that I was going to talk to you about in the article? I should have made notes, but I did not. But so I'm going flipping through. But I just thought that, oh yeah, he talked about one and zero. So there are people, and I've been asked this several times, especially by Asians. They are curious, and at the same time, well, close friends of mine. And mm-hmm. I'm drinking, and they ask me about the role. Are you? And of course, you know, I'm a little bit, a little bit of a diva, right? I'm a little bit sissy, and we all know that, and we all love that, don't we? And if you don't like it, that's your problem. Go screw yourself. And so we all know that, and people would tend to link that if you're a little bit more. Have more of the characteristics of a female, you then would automatically be a bottom. And of course, in Chinese, we're calling it one and zero, which is pretty graphic to me. And so you stick the one and the zeros, I guess it's what it's meant to be. In Cantonese, you know, I've heard that quite a bit ago when I used to listen to gay radio. What is it? No, gayradio.hk or something like that. I don't remember now. It used to be this gay radio on Hong Kong gay radio station that I would participate all the time. I would call into the show. They have a live feed and all that. So anyway, that is the I forgot what I was going to say. So that was that. I don't remember where I was going with that. But definitely. One and zero. So he was clarifying that it doesn't quite work like that. You know, people want to put, just like everyone else, people want to relate or lump things into things that they know and things that they are aware of, things that they're comfortable with and things that they're familiar with. And so straight people would like to straight away think that, oh, you are a little bit of a female, feminine, and therefore you're a bit feminine, and therefore you will be the female character in the relationship, and therefore you will be the zero, you'll be the bottom, you'll be the, you know, the person taking it in. so that was a very interesting point that they point out. And so he pointed out that I was thinking of something else, so I got distracted, but anyway, he made that point, and therefore made the point to clarify that that's not always the case. And so it's very interesting that he actually even brought that up, because I think a lot of Asian people usually do think that but never want to talk about it because they're shy, and people who do talk about it also always want to relate to a male and female character. And he later on quoted something as because he might be a theology student or something, and he talked about how sometimes people are more accepting of the female homosexuals, lesbians, more than they can a very sissified gay man. And the reason that he used was, I also heard it on Bishop Gumbleton's talk. And by the way, I can't do the recording of the marriage thing that I'll be going. I think I talked about that earlier. I was planning on going to another talk, but it's not a talk, it's a discussion. So other people involved, and so the Father Dirk did not give me the permission to record it. But anyway, so we go back to the male and female thing. People tend to be a little bit more accepting of the female homosexuals than the gay, the men homosexuals, because people think that it's more repulsive and it's almost degrading because you are a man and you were degrading yourself down to a level of a woman. And that was used in a lot of the Bible scriptures too. That is looked upon as a more of a sin than the act itself, because you are degrading, you're coming down from the level of a man down to the level of a woman. So can you see the whole sexism and bigotry and all those are all coming from the same source? It's the people who made it that way. And so, those people claimed to be religious, those people claimed to be Christians, those are the people who are the big bigots and also sexist. And you can see that in a lot of people. I mean, if you really open up your ears and you open up your eyes, there are remarks everywhere about, stuff like that. And, oh shit! Time is passing by so quickly, I don't even know what to say. And I do have other things to tell you, but I don't remember what. And it's getting long. Let's see. Let's talk about... I'm going to go long. Let's talk about Windy City Queercast. I was interviewed by Peter Maverick of the Windy City Queercast podcast several weeks ago when I was sick. You can still hear from my voice, which I would like to play a tiny bit for you if you would let me. And I don't remember which part. I won't play the whole thing. I just want to kind of play a tiny bit for you.
Clear and direct, isn't it?
So I'm going to play clips for you.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you can...
Queer. And I came up and I was seeing all these... I loved them. Just hung out with them.
I suspect the little old lady that works in there might know her well or be very close to her or whatever. But yeah, it's an interesting little story there. Totally gonna
that's going to put through. Your neck out. There are commercials if he doesn't remove the flag.
Oh, okay, here it is.
The story kind of goes like this. There is a man, J.R. and Robin Knight. He's married. They have a bed and breakfast in small town Meade, Kansas. And they had a rainbow flag outside their business, which is mostly a restaurant where I think a lot of the local community comes to eat. And an article ran in their local paper, and I got a very harsh reaction about this rainbow flag because it was obviously denoted that it was a gay symbol, a gay flag. So radio stations have called him, threatening to remove their commercials if he doesn't remove the flag. You know, a pastor stopped and said, you know, hey, it's like hanging a pair of women's underwear out on your flag. And said, you know, he just, you know, that kind of behavior should be arrested for.
Over a flag.
So that was a clip from Windy City Radio, episode 26. I encourage you to go over there and listen to that story. And she's going to talk about, they are going to discuss about several things. And one of them is that the flag, the initial flag, was actually purchased by the child, by the son, I think, I'm not sure it's a son or a daughter. I think it's a son. From a Kansas, the Wizard of Oz Museum. So it wasn't even in the beginning a gay symbol. But of course, bigots over there are, you know, going upside down about this whole story. And therefore, they were pissed and they would, I think, vandalize their property. And I heard of that story several weeks ago, right when I was sick. And I was very touched by their reaction, by these two, they call them the innkeeper. And I quickly emailed them. I was hoping to get a talk to them on the phone, but that's not going to happen. But anyway, J.R. Knight wrote back to a bunch of people who wrote and expressed our solidarity and our support for them, because they just refused to remove their flag. They thought it's wrong. They thought that it is wrong to be, I'm sure they felt the feeling that you must be having when you are being targeted as this sort of hate crime. And even though they're not gay, the mere fact that they were just only hanging the Wizard of Oz rainbow flag caused such big stir. And this is what it is. And you will get more of the story from, because I want you to go over and listen to Windy City Queercast episode 26, called Cheaters, Rainbow Flags, and John Ong. Oh my, that's the episode. Because, like I said, Peter interviewed me, and it was quite a nice interview, I may say. He asked very interesting questions and stuff that I've sometimes don't even talk about in other interviews. So very interesting. You have to go over there and listen to this flag story. And so this is Kansas, right? This is in Kansas. This is like southwest Kansas. It's a little bit east of Wichita, even, and very close to the southern border. Border. And so this is what you can do. I will put the link. I will put the link to the website. I believe when the Windy City Queercast people talked about that, they said that they didn't give you the name, but I do have the name. So Peter, if you're listening to this, their address, I have their address, and then I have the name of the hotel. It's called Lakeway Hotel Bed and Breakfast Inn. And if you want to support them, just put a name, tell them that you heard this on online podcast, and you feel so, and again, go back to humanity, go back to our human feelings. Think of them, and now they have an equality badge on their website, because as straight people, and this is what we need more straight people like these to help us get equal rights. We cannot only preach and fight for our rights within only our community. We have to step out of it. The whole coming out of the closet of Ouyang is also related to that. We have to start to let people see who we are. If we're silently, quietly in our closet, we are not going to make a change. We need to extend our hands and our influences out there in the straight community. And I'm hoping to be able to do that too on Penang Hokkien. I'm reaching out to more people now, and I've already pre-recorded. I've not posted it yet, but they did not know about that. And I didn't know that this is going to cause such a big stir from the star. That I'll be posting several gay-related issues on Penang Hokkien. And so I'm doing my part also, and I want you to do your part. If you can, you know, be yourself and be comfortable with yourself. It may take you several years or 10 years to come out of the closet, but do it. It is very helpful for you yourself as an individual. It's also very helpful for other people who are going through the same thing. So you can only imagine Lakeway Hotel, Bed and Breakfast Inn, J.R. Knight, what they are going through right now. They must be experiencing some the feelings that we are experiencing as gay people, being targeted because of just what you do and what you wear or what you hang on your flag. And so it's a hate crime. Plus, not only that, after I emailed them, they emailed me maybe just a day or two after that. On Wednesday, August 9th, he said in the email at about 5:20 p.m., the inspector from the food and Kansas State Health Inspector came and inspected the food, because people start to complain that, oh, the dogs is there. They were giving him a lot of problem. And besides that, on Friday, August 11th, it says Sam, Robin, and I were awoken by a call from the sheriff's office. And guess what? Somebody threw a brick through the window and broke a neon. I think it was like a sign for the I think it was a butt light sign or something. And they threw a brick on their into their windows, the glass window, and broke the glass and broke the neon sign. And on the brick, this is what it says, "Get the fuck out of our town." Fag on the back of the brick. So yeah, that shows who's Christian, doesn't it? Accepting, loving, standing up for gay people because they hang a flag, a rainbow flag, that people are relating that to gay people, even though they are not gay. They support equality. They believe in righteousness, and therefore they continue hanging the flag. I think the flag was torn down or torn apart by people, by the people in the town. And so, Mead, Kansas, Lakeway Hotel. And so, compare that. Those people, the innkeepers, are they J.R. Knight? And are they the bad people? They're supposed to be the evil because they have rainbow flags on their property. Or those people who threw bricks, those people who vandalized the property, those people who called and complained unnecessarily, those people who radio station who attempted to not run their ads because people are complaining. Huh? Those people are supposed to be Christians. I'm sure they are. And so, you know, think for yourself, just by common sense and by your heart, by your conscience, you should know what's right and what's wrong. Don't go back to the Bible thing, which we will go into in the future. After I come back from my vacation, we will go into that discussion about why certain parts of the scriptures are being abused by bigots to attack gay people. Now, this is what I want you to do. If you want to, if you have the money, if you want to do something, write them a note. You can go to the website. I'll give you the email address. His email is innkeeper@lakewayhotel.com. That's innkeeper@lakewayhotel.com. If you want to call them to express your appreciation and tell them to listen to this from online podcast, if you want to, I don't really care. But I did mention to them that I'm from online podcast and I'm trying to do a story with you, but they haven't gotten back with me. They're probably too busy. You know, they have like nationwide coverage right now. And so their phone number is 877-276-2700. You can call toll free and tell them that you really appreciate what they're doing, and this is, you are the people that everybody should look up to. You are the people who are going to make this world a better place. And so express how your appreciation. You can also send them rainbow flags. If you have rainbow flags, or if you think you want to send them as a token of appreciation because they would tear down their rainbow flag, send them a rainbow flag. These are straight people we're talking about. I mean, we will be supporting, we should be supporting them even more than if it's just gay people. I mean, it's already so wrong to be tearing down. It's equally as bad to be tearing down flags or vandalize somebody's rainbow flag, their pride flag. Don't you think we need to appreciate that even more for people who, straight people who stood up for us? So send them a rainbow flag, and when the flag gets torn down again, they have more supplies, and people are doing that already, and because the news came out in the Kansas City Star and they were already talking about that. And so please, if you want to do something nice for these people from Lakeway Hotel Bed and Breakfast Inn, please send them a flag. And their address is 115 North Fowler, Mead, Kansas 67864. I will repeat, I'll have that information on the website as well. Their P.O. Box, also, you can send a flag to the P.O. Box. It's P.O. Box 1029, Mead, Kansas, which is spelled M-E-A-D-E, Kansas 67864. So I'll put those information, I'll put it on the website. You can send them an email or send them a rainbow flag to thank them for what they're doing. And that would be really, really wonderful, I think. And So that was such a story that it's so inspiring, you know, about human, about human stories, about humanity. And they talk about that in the Windy City Queercast as well. So go over to windycityqueercast.com to listen to my interview, but most importantly, about the beautiful story about the rainbow flags. I just think that is so beautiful. It's such a the essence of a podcast. And of course, Chris, my friend, immediately thought of me and sent me that. And of course, I was still in bed, sick. And so, you know, hopefully in the future, if I get to visit Mead, I get to visit Lakeway Hotel, I would definitely do a story with them. So, with their approval, obviously. And lighten up a little bit to end today's story, and hopefully you have a wonderful weekend, I will like to play a tiny, funny bit that Andy Melton and Steve put together. I think Steve wrote the script, and Andy did that, acted out, and also edited the piece together. It cracked me up. It was from Yeast Radio 436. It's called Anal Stimulation via Skype. And, of course, the last bit was the funniest. I don't know when... It's been a while since I cracked up this loudly in my office while I was listening to that. I wasn't quite expecting it, and then all of a sudden it came out like a bomb, and I just cracked up laughing. It was so funny. And you have to listen to this and tell me if you agree. And of course, if you want to listen to more of it, because Madge was already talking about that before the show, and so go back to listen to Yeast Radio 436, Anal Stimulation via Skype, and you get to hear this.
And get yourself some grits.
Okay, so this is like, they're ending up. they're ending up the show, and so wrapping up the show. And
bye.
Listen to this.
Okay. I'm going to do it. I'm going to end it all. Goodbye, cruel world. I wish I wasn't so fat so this little rascal would move a little faster. Goodbye. Fuck! All the water jumped out.
Get this pot.
Oh my gosh, that was so good. That was so good. Fuck. I just want to jump out. And Andy, good job. Good job. That show was very, very good. Thank you for being so courageous about doing this. You know, we all are fat gals and we want to lose weight. And Andy and I are thinking about starting a journal online together, just recording our exercise and stuff that we eat with. Hopefully we'll lose some weight. And Andy, you probably have a little bit more weight than I do to lose, which is fine. But we'll do it together, okay, Andy? And I hope you're feeling well. Andy was pretty sick there for a while, high fever and all that. And I wish you all the best. I hope you get well soon. I think you already are, because I'm already talking to you on the web already. And yeah, I hope you would do something for me today. Go download and listen to Windy City Queercast number 26 for my interview, but most importantly for the human story about the rainbow flags from the Lakeway Hotel. I can't get the name straight. Lakeway Hotel Bed and Breakfast Inn. And also go over to Yeast Radio to download Yeast Radio number 436 so that you can listen to the rest of the story. It's even funnier. I mean, you have to put the whole show together, but that bit was like really cracked me up. So go listen to that show, and also visit Brad's website, new podcast called 773podcast.com. And thank you, Brad, for sending me the story. Thank you, Andrew, for sending me the story. And thank you, Chris, for sending me the Lakeway Hotel story. And also, thank you, Brad, for sending me the Lakeway Hotel story. No. The China Press, the Ouyang coming out story. And so this is all about humanity. This is all about being human. So thank you so much for listening. And I want to again thank you, especially for those who wander around, found this website through online to PenangHokkien.com and finally end up at online podcast. I want to say hello to Pumbaa from Penang. Thank you for listening. And please go to my website for all the links, onlinepodcast.com. You can leave me a comment there at MyChingChong or online@gmail.com. Or 206-888-JOHN. Thank you, and don't forget to smile. Ta-ta.